This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 23 for Monday, August 19th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing small declines amidst the lack of solid direction from comparable oils. While Malaysian palm oil is up, Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are down. Crude oil is steady to higher due to demand concerns, while ongoing tensions in the Middle East loomed in the background. Teamsters Canada Rail Conference served 72-hour strike notices to both CN Rail and CPKC on Monday, saying it plans to walk off the job at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Both railways say they intend to lock out the workers unless an agreement or binding arbitration is achieved. The Canadian dollar is up nearly 3/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract is down $1.20 per ton at $562.90. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are up, while wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported export sales for U.S. corn during the 2023-24 marketing year at 55.82 million tons as of August 8th. The figure is 98% of the USDA's forecast total for the year. Meanwhile, 50.74 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the year, 89% of the agency's projection. South Korea purchased 60,000 tons of corn last week in a private deal, most likely to come from South America. The September corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.75. Most soybean-growing regions in the U.S. are expecting very little precipitation this week as drier conditions take hold. The USDA reported export sales of U.S. soybeans at 45.94 million tons for the 2023-24 marketing year, 99% of the USDA's forecast total. So far, 43.06 million tons were shipped, or 93% of the USDA's projected total for the year. Ag consultancy ASIP Agro estimated U.S.-Ukraine soybean harvest to be a record 5.7 million tons this year, thanks to a larger-than-expected sowing area. The November soybean contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.66. In the 2024-25 marketing year so far, the USDA reported 8.99 million tons of export sales for U.S. wheat, accounting for 40% of the USDA's estimate for the year. So far, 3.95 million tons were shipped, up 17% from the USDA's projection and up 24% from 1 year ago. Ukraine's ag ministry estimated the country's wheat crop to be 21.7 million tons, compared to the 21.6 million ton guess from the USDA on Monday. France Agrimaire reported the French soft wheat harvest to be 98% complete, with the crop at 48% good to excellent condition. Germany's Association of Farm Cooperatives estimated its 2024 wheat crop at 18.76 million tons, down 1.44 million from its last estimate. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.29. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.44. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $5.93 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, August 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.